cliffcentral.com. Hey, Phil, how the hell are you, dude?
Good morning. Morning, all.
That's a nice garden. That's a nice garden. Are you at home in Ermelo?
No, I'm in Pretoria, actually. Yeah, I'm here at my brother's place.
Very nice. Yeah. It looks good. It looks like a nice day.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Perfect for golf.
You play golf, right?
Yeah, I love it. Yes. Yeah. Pretty bad, but yeah.
Listen, I mean, I the reason I don't play is because I think I'd be so bad that it would just frustrate me.
But you stay on a golf course. It's actually sad that you don't play. Eh?
No, I know, and I have to pay membership fees, but I've never used them, never put them to any use. So I suppose that makes it even more sad and ridiculous. So this morning we get a double dose of motoring updates for you. First up, we've got Philip Kutzer, who, with you know, he's got his insights not only into electronic vehicles that I know he and George Meany both love. But there are lots of cars coming. I know that when November and December hit, it's usually quiet for you guys in the car dealerships. Why is that?
Well, good question. I mean, so it's all about the registration and the licensing date of a vehicle. So obviously, if you wait a little bit longer until January, you're going to have a 2021 model instead of a 2020 model.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
That's right. So the day when you want to trade in your vehicle, it's basically a year younger. I mean, you're gonna if it's registered in 2021,
right?
Instead of 2020. But yeah, I mean, it depends from I believe from model to model. I think it makes more sense on more expensive vehicles. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. I think if you are doing quite high mileage per annum, let's say over 30,000, it's actually a good idea to register it in November, December. Because once again, if you trade it in your vehicle, the mileage will be distributed over less years.
Hey, tell me, while we're talking about mileage, because I've noticed, you know, certainly all the cars that I've driven that you've given me to drive, they're all, you know, really advanced and everything's electronic and all the rest. But are there still those crooks? Do you remember they used to catch them on carte blanche, those people who were able to turn the odometer back? You remember those oaks?
Yeah, give the car a haircut.
Yeah, because you obviously can't do that with an electronic, you know.
No, I haven't seen it for a while, but I mean, it's definitely still possible. I mean, you'll just probably get an app now these days. I mean, in the past, I know you used to have a drill and then go into this little Y and then turn back the mileage. But I'm sure it's still possible today. But I mean, if you take your vehicle in for a service at I think most of the manufacturers, I mean, your service will get recorded onto the vehicle.
Exactly. So they keep a log.
Easily, I mean, you can't fake it that easily anymore as you used to do in the past. So,
do you guys at DeWitt Motors, do you service all your clients' cars? So they come to you when they need a service and you guys do it for them?
Well, yes. Yeah. Oh. I mean, so if you've got a maintenance plan or service plan, and you service to you at your closest dealership. So yeah,
because often when I think about these dealerships, you often think that it's just about buying and selling cars, but you actually run a whole operation where you service the cars, you finance the cars, all of that stuff, right?
Correct. Yeah. So service and parts it's two-thirds of the business.
Yeah, it's huge. Okay, so I'm sad about that because that, at least on carte blanche, when they used to catch those oaks who did that, there was a fun episode to watch. But these days, I mean, because everything's electronic too, I mean, you have to do software upgrades and things when you do a service, right? Because they was bringing out new software packages for cars, kind of like with your phone.
That's right, yes. And it's become so advanced. I mean, if there's a software update, I mean, from Germany, I mean, you can go to Ermelo, for instance, and your software we can do it from all over the country. So it's and it will change your interface like the same as you do update you get on your iPhone, for instance.
Yeah,
the interface will change on your vehicle as well. So yeah, it's awesome.
All right, I got a bunch of questions here from people who are listening about what kinds of new cars are arriving in South Africa in 2021-22. So tell us about what next year is going to bring.
Well, I think, yeah, so first off, we're getting new E-Class, which is in Germany, that's the bread and butter model for them. Mm-hmm. The E-Class, I mean, they use that specific vehicle for all the taxis and so on in Germany and across Europe. In South Africa, that's it's not doing so well as in Europe. But our bread and butter model is the C-Class, and which is the latest one that mm-hmm. we actually assemble in South Africa, there in East London.
Amazing.
We also export to the rest of the world. So, yeah, we're getting new C-Class next year, June, July. I think they've already stopped production in East London with the current model.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about new C-Class.
Now, you explained to us a while ago the difference between a facelift and when they actually bring out a new model.
Correct.
You said they do a facelift every 2 years and they do a new model every four or something, right?
Yeah, the lifespan of a vehicle is about 7 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's 4 years facelift and then 3 years new shape. Okay. 4 years facelift, right. 3 years new shape.
I got the numbers wrong. So what about this new generation GLA? Tell me about that.
Yeah, GLA, we've just launched it recently, a couple of months ago. So, yeah, well, excellent new GLA. Same interface as the A-Class, which is fitted with your new MBUX, which is your interface and your intelligence in the vehicle, the one that you've driven as well with the Hey Mercedes and all the other.
Yeah, right.
Environment, yeah, which is new. So GLA is the same interface, same interior and so forth, and a complete new body as well.
All right, cool. Very nice. And we've got to talk about the electric cars, but I kind of wanted to have George in on this one. Maybe he'll join us in a minute.
Yeah. Well, one other vehicle we're launching is our flagship model, which is the S-Class.
Mm.
And I think you guys can Google it. We'll say, I mean, the interior of the S-Class is quite revolutionary. I mean, it's this massive screen in the center console of your vehicle, which is all touchscreen and so forth. Mm. And the C-Class is going to be the one we assemble in South Africa is going to be the baby S-Class. So it's going to look pretty similar from interior and exterior wise.
You know, I remember you talking about that S-Class the last time we spoke, and that is the kind of car that Sia, if he becomes very, very rich, he'll buy that car. And, you know, for example, if he won the lottery or if he marries well, because
Theo's going to sit in the back though, right?
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, Phil, I was going to say it's a toss-up between 10 years of hard work or just 2 years of enduring a horrible relationship for a great divorce settlement. So I'm still just deciding. But once I do, I'll talk to you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if we can organize you a driver. Or Gareth can drive you.
Josh.
Yeah. Fabulous.
You remember that joke that they used to tell of when the Pope managed to persuade his driver? He said to him, please, I haven't driven in such a long time. You know, I'm the Pope. They don't let me drive. Please, can I drive? And the driver said, Your Holiness, it's really not safe. It's not a good idea. You know what the streets of Rome are like. And he said, please, you know, I'm the Pope. I don't get to do this ever. So the driver eventually says, all right, you can. And and the Pope's driving down like one of the highways, and he's belting down the highway at like 200 kilometers an hour. And obviously the cops come up with a blue light behind him and they stop him. And, you know, the Italian police, so the policeman goes to the window and he knocks on the window, and the Pope puts down the window. The Pope's looking very nervous. The guy goes, oh, Your Holiness, I'm so sorry. I'm so terribly sorry. He said, no, my son, I realize I was speeding and feel very bad about it. And, you know, please forgive me. He says, but Your Holiness, we're going to have to issue you a ticket. He says, yes, please. Here's the address at the Vatican and all the rest of it. He says, you know what, actually, Your Holiness, I can't do this. And he takes a ticket and he tears it up. And he goes back to his friend who's on the other bike and he says, what happened? I saw you tore up the ticket. He says, geez, you won't believe. That was the Pope. He goes, what? I said, oh, the Pope. He goes, wow, that's amazing. Why did you tear up the ticket, though? He goes, well, if the Pope's driving, can you fucking imagine who's in the back? So, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's good.
That's the Sia situation. So I'll be driving Sia around. You know,
thank you. I feel special.
We were talking earlier about the, you know, one of the things that a president never gets to do, and they don't get to drive on public roads once they've been president of the United States. They actually have to relinquish that right because it's not safe for them and their secret service detail drives them around and all the rest. So it's interesting, like things like the S-Class must be precisely the kind of car that people in, you know, in that sort of position. And I know like some CEOs don't drive themselves around. They're too important to the company. And, you know, they have professional drivers. Do you go on any of those advanced driving courses and things?
Yes. Yeah. I've gone on them quite often. Yes. I mean, we do like customer days once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have customers. I mean, if you buy an AMG vehicle, you immediately get like a voucher to attend one of these days.
Wow.
And once you've been there, I mean, you will never drive the same. I mean, they actually teach you quite a few skills that will change the way you drive. I mean, the way you hold your steering wheel, it sounds a lot dumb, but I mean, if you've done the course on the track and so forth, I mean, you will never drive the same.
Yeah.
Safety-wise,
I've done the course myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And
manufacturer.
I stupidly didn't collect my certificate. So I have no proof that I've done the course.
Well, in other words, Phil, we don't have to believe her. She's probably making it.
Well, the certificate is actually a good point because you can use your certificate for insurance purposes.
Insurance, exactly. Ah. That's why I was interested in it. Okay. But yeah, I'll have to do it again.
Perfect. Yeah, let me know. I'll join you.
All right, so tell us about these electric cars quickly, and maybe we'll be in time for George to join us because I know he's a huge fan of electric cars. How do you feel about them, Phil?
Well, I'm excited about it. I mean, we should have launched our first. I see George has joined. Yeah,
here he comes. Hello, George Meany. How are you?
I'm good, and you, Gareth?
Good. You've come in just in time. We're talking about electric cars, which I know is your favorite thing.
I've been listening. So
Phil was just about to tell us about something new that's coming. Go ahead, Phil.
How's it morning, Phil? George. How are you? Good and you, mate.
Good.
Yeah. George, I think you're on top of everything, but yeah, we would have launched EQC right about in August, September this year with COVID and everything. Everything moved out. So Mercedes-Benz South Africa have decided to launch all the EQ models in 2022. So we've unfortunately postponed it over the year. So yeah, I mean, let's call it 2022. We're going to launch the EQC then, which is on the platform of the GLC.
Right.
We launch EQA, which is not an electric A class. It's also based on the platform of the GLA.
Right.
EQA, EQB, again, it's not on the B class, but it's on the GLB. And then EQE is going to be the only sedan that's going to be a full electric.
So basically, all the different models of your cars are now going to be available in electric versions, almost all.
Correct, yeah. Wow. And I mean, George, I've read your article as well. I mean, what's the date that you've mentioned there? It's 2035.
Well, the European dates, they vary, but roughly 2035, European countries won't be manufacturing ICE vehicles anymore, and they won't be accepting the import of ICE vehicles anymore. So I suppose there's two things. One, Mercedes-Benz particularly, if you look at our page, I think it's 44 of our buyer's report, Mercedes-Benz ranks third. It ranks in the top three of most trusted EVs, which is good to see. So I reckon that you're launching just at the right time where I think South Africans are going to buy these things. But my concern is that because South Africa manufactures ICE vehicles and it's 7% of South African GDP, we're going to run into a GDP problem because we won't be able to export by 2035.
Well,
and Mercedes-Benz is one of them.
Maybe we should start manufacturing them too. I mean, that gives us 15 years from today. If we move really fast, in 15 years, you can build up factories and infrastructure, and that gives an opportunity to people. I mean, I think that would be terrific.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, it's not only Mercedes. I mean, it's Mercedes, BMW, it's Volkswagen, it's Toyota.
Yeah.
So That's quite, I mean, that actually contributes quite a lot to our new car prices, because every vehicle we export to different countries, and we, I mean, in the beginning of the year, I think we exported around about 11,000 C-classes per month to other countries. And for every vehicle, we get like credits back in whichever currency. And if that's going to happen, we won't be able to get that currency. We're going to pay a one-on-one on our dollar, euro, pound vehicles if we import them. So
listen,
it's going to be a significant price as well.
Phil, your signal's dipping in and out a little bit, so I'm going to let you go if you don't mind. You can reach him and you can find out all about what there is on the market if you're interested in one of these electric cars. Maybe you can put your name down for when they become available. And of course, you can always find out more from DeWitt Motors. You can find them on the internet. They are on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on LinkedIn. They're all over the place. And you'll be able to find out more at dewits.co.za. That's dewits.co.za, and ask for Phil, because he's in charge there. He'll sort you out. Thanks, man. Nice to see you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Cool, Phil. Cheers, man.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.